guard spot. Pitching for the Dodgers is their ace, Clayton Kershaw, who is 13-2 in a 2.19 ERA. The Royals will counter with lefty Danny Duffy, who is 5-4 with a 3.51 ERA. Now it's time for the keys to the game. Let's go to Ty with the Dodgers' keys to the game.
If the Dodgers win today, they'll clinch the best for the first half.
It's center field. Number 21.
The Dodgers' ace is
the Dodgers will win today, and they will clinch the best record in the baseball for the first half of the 2017 series. The Dodgers ace, Clayton Kershaw, will make his 19th start in the season. The Dodgers have won each year of the last 12 games that Kershaw has started. The Dodgers have posted the best on-base percentage in the MLB for the last month.
Thanks, Ty. Here's Aaron with the Royals keys to the game.
Thanks, Truman. So, Danny Duffy, the Royals starting pitcher, is going to try to cool off the Dodgers' bat. In his last start against Seattle, he went 5 2/3 innings and gave up 2 runs on 5 hits. He must have another quality start in today's game against LA. Next, the Royals' offense needs to swing at strikes. No offense in the major league swings at more pitches than the Royals, who swing at 51.3% of the pitches that they see. Against a tough pitcher with Cy Young pedigree like Clayton Kershaw, they will be successful if they swing at good pitches. Lastly, Ramon Torres and Drew Butera need to step up in this game. They are replacing Mike Moustakas and Salvador Perez, two all-stars and essential pieces in the Royals lineup. If the Royals want to win, those two guys need to step up.
Thanks, Aaron. Let's take a break. We'll be right back with lineups and first pitch on the Juniors Dodgers broadcast.
So two Royals stars not in the lineup. as we talked about earlier, guys need to step up for them with Moustakas and Perez not playing today.
Whit Merrifield is now in the box. And he takes a hack to left field. Chris Taylor looking up at the ball and catches it for the first out.
I like that aggressive swing by Whit Merrifield. He was hacking. Kershaw threw him a fastball, but Taylor was there. Look for these Royals hitters to be extremely aggressive throughout this game.
The Royals will have to hunt down his fastball in order to get a good piece, because they're not going to swing well off his curveball and slider. Here's Ramon Torres. The first pitch is a fastball low and inside.
So, this is Ramon Torres' first season in the bigs.
A strike. It is now 1-1 with one out.
He made his MLB debut on June 7th, and he recorded two hits in that game.
Swing and a miss. It is 1-2.
That's just pure dominance by Kershaw. Tough to hit that pitch. You got so many things to worry about with Kershaw. The delivery, all the pitches. It's just so difficult.
Low. Another ball. 2-2.
Kershaw's ERA right now is 2.18. Kershaw has not lost a start since May 1st.
Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Two outs now.
Fooled him with a changeup. Now there are two outs.
I think that that's a credit, that streak by Kershaw is a credit to both his pitching and the Dodgers' offense. The Dodgers have provided a lot of run support for him, and that's helped him win all these games. The bullpen has also been flawless. An interesting stat, the Dodgers have not lost a game since being ahead in the fifth inning.
Lorenzo Cain, the big hitter, takes a hack at a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. It is now 0-1.
So last year, Cain had 9 home runs the entire season. Last month, he had 8.
The pitch in the dirt, it is 1-1.
Last night, Lo Cain was ejected for arguing balls and strikes with the home plate umpire. Eric Hosmer on deck.
The third pitch, swing and a miss on a slow 73-mile-per-hour off-speed.
This could be a long day for the Kansas City Royals offense. They just look out of whack swinging at bad balls.
Looking fastball out, up and out to retire the inning with a backwards K. The score is 0-0, ending the top of the first. We'll be right back. Getting ready to Here is Ty with the Dodgers lineup.
Batting first is Logan Forsythe. Batting second is Chris Taylor. In third, batting third is Justin Turner. Batting cleanup is Cody Bellinger. Batting fifth is Austin Barnes. Batting sixth is Kiki Hernandez. Batting seventh is Yasiel Puig. Batting eighth is Trace Thompson. And batting last is Clayton Kershaw.
Logan Forsythe steps in the bag. Steps in the batter's box.
Forsythe.
Low 94 mile per hour fastball.
Forsythe started the year hitting about 200, and he's really picked up the pace. Now up to 249. He's 12 for 24 in his last eight games. He's made a lot of adjustments with Chris Woodward, one of the Dodgers coaches.
Pulled back on a swing. It is now 1-1 on a strike.
All Dodger players are not too familiar with how the Kansas City Royals play and how they hit.
High throw, 81 mile per hour off speed. Taken high. The count is now 2-1 with no outs.
Duffy grew up in Southern California, so this is a dream come true for him, a Dodger fan as a kid.
Inside, fastball almost hit Forsythe. Lucky to get out of the way. The count is now 3-1.
On that pitch, Danny Duffy missed his spot. This is the 12th matchup all-time in Royals-Dodgers history.
Swing and a miss on an outside fastball. The count is now full, 3-2.
So Duffy being a lefty, Forsythe against lefties this year is hitting 389, 21 for 54. So he rips lefties and cannot hit righties. On deck is Chris Taylor.
Hey, foul ball back to the net. The count is still 3-2.
There's no outs. Forsythe, a very patient hitter. He's had a good at-bat here. He's one of the most patient hitters in the major leagues, for that matter.
Catcher setting up outside. Missed a spot inside, but a swing and a miss by Forsythe.
Now up's Chris Taylor. So, Danny Duffy was one of the best pitchers in the American League last year. He finished 2016 12th best in strikeout rate in the entire major league. So Duffy will get his fair share of punch outs. And Chris Taylor, another guy who rips lefties, hitting 383 against southpaws this year.
A rip to left field. Soler caught it running towards the fans. The count is now, there are two outs now.
So the Royals defense, Jorge Soler left, Lorenzo Cain covering all that ground in center field, Jorge Bonifacio in right, Ramon Torres at the hot corner, Alcides Escobar at short, Whit Merrifield getting the start at second, Eric Hosmer at first, Danny Duffy on the bump, and Drew Butera giving the signs behind the plate. Now Justin Turner's up. He made the All-Star break.
Taken inside. The count is 0-1.
Turner, that pitch was at 93 miles per hour. He's throwing heat out here.
Having a spectacular year. Two ship nominees to the All-Star game.
had back-to-back home runs. Bellinger walked off last night with a walk on a 3-2 pitch by Royals closer Kelvin Herrera.
A big hack fouled back. The count is now one strike.
And the umpire looks injured. He's down there. That is Kerwin Danley, the home plate umpire for tonight. He's collapsed and fell to the ground. The other umpires, Todd Titchener, Adam Hamari, and Bill Miller, providing him assistance. Bellinger and Butera also helping. It looks like the bat hit him. He's in severe pain. Danley. We're just looking at the replay. It looked like the ball hit him in the head. It deflected from Bellinger's bat to Butera's glove to Danley. And especially now with all this knowledge we have about exit velocity, that was at least a 90 mile an hour exit velocity off the bat. And remember, he has no time to react. He's right there. So he's getting some water right now. But that's a tough thing to happen, and he's getting a standing O from the Dodger faithful here at Chavez Ravine as he comes to his feet. So we hope that Kerwin is okay, and he'll be able to continue this game. So the entire Royals infield is making sure the umpire is okay. That's got to be tough. Butera came right there just to make sure that he was okay. After the ball hit him, Butera went back and provided immediate assistance. He helped him fall down without hurting himself. Now he's getting a cold towel and wiping that on his face. They might switch out umpires here for the home plate umpires. Heat could also have had something to do with it. 94 degrees at Chavez Ravine. So, Danley, tough as nails, going to stay in the ball game and work behind home plate. So, two outs here, 0-1, and they're just going to make sure he's okay to see the pitches he is, and Bellinger will step back into the box with an 0-1 count, two outs here, 1-0 in favor of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Austin Barnes on deck. He's replacing Yasmani Grandal, who's getting some rest after he looks like he injured his thumb, as Dave Roberts talked about in the press conference this morning.
0-1 count. Austin Barnes on deck. A ground ball, routine ground ball to Whit Merrifield for the third out of the inning. The score is 1-0 Dodgers entering the second inning now.
Thank you.
home run. Has a 14 game history.
So Kershaw deals. First pitch swing, whacked in the center field for a base hit. So three of the first four Royals hitters swing at the first pitch. Hosmer has himself a clean single into center field. 15 game hitting streak for Hos. And here comes Jorge Bonifacio. He's a switch hitter batting from the right side. Hosmer is the only left-handed hitter against Kershaw. You would think that that would be a disadvantage for Hosmer, but he's the only one that has a hit so far tonight. Bonifacio has reached safely in his last 18 games. Kershaw deals. Swing and a miss. Another first pitch swing, so we talk about how aggressive the Royals are.
Oh,
so at one. Alcides Escobar on deck, the right-handed shortstop who wears number two. Kershaw anticipating that first pitch swing goes changeup. Runner on first, here's the pitch, and a beautiful curveball that just misses. One ball and one strike on Bonifacio.
Clayton Kershaw is one of the longest lineups in, of all the MLB players.
Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Beautiful pitch by Kershaw. One ball and two strikes. The count.
Kershaw has 14 pitches this game. 10 of them were strikes and 4 of them were balls.
So Kershaw's ERA at 2.17 this year. The lefty checks in on Hosmer at first base. Now looks at Bonifacio. Bonifacio is a dribbler back to Kershaw. He'll throw to Bellinger for the out. One out. Bonifacio against a tough pitcher like this, you're just trying to move the runner over to second base. That's exactly what he does. So now here comes Escobar to bat. Jorge Soler, another righty on deck. The Royals have loaded their order with righties.
Escobar is looking for a right side single to score Eric Hosmer from second.
So not much of a shift on Escobar. Forsyth closer to the bag. Forsyth's the second baseman, so to his right, a little bit closer to the bag than normal, but the outfielder's pretty much straight away. Escobar, good speed at the plate. The pitch. Swing and a miss on an 88-mile-per-hour changeup. So Kershaw going to his changeup consistently, and it's 0-1. Kershaw trying to protect the lead that the Dodgers had built to him, had built for him. That's on the Justin Turner long ball. What do you guys see from Escobar?
Escobar is trying to go oppo, but if he goes oppo, they have the mighty strong Yasiel Puig to throw the runner out at home.
So a lot of ones right now. One run for the Dodgers. One ball, one strike, one out, and each team has one hit.
Escobar is the only player ever to lead a World Series with an inside-the-park home run.
I remember he did that against the Mets. Yoenis Cespedes had trouble fielding that ball out there. That was in Kansas City.
Escobar is an aggressive swinger. He draws a walk on just 1.8% of his plate appearance this year.
So blocked by Austin Barnes, the count is even at 2-2. As you were saying, Ty, Escobar, kind of like Rougned Odor of the Texas Rangers in the sense that he's not going up there and looking for a walk. He's looking to drive one into the power alley, which are left center and right center. So 2-2 here on the longtime Royal shortstop.
For a hitter like Escobar, he doesn't like Clayton Kershaw. He throws mostly junk. He's looking for fastball each time.
Swing and a miss, and there's two away. So Kershaw
puts away Escobar. He gone. And there's two away. So here comes Jorge Soler. He was involved in the blockbuster trade that sent Wade Davis to the Cubs. Soler has got a World Series ring with Chicago. So Kershaw, one backwards K and two forwards Ks. Folks, in case you didn't know, backwards K is for looking and forwards K's are for swinging. Here's a pitch to Soler. That's in the dirt. And he takes on first pitch. Rumor has it that Soler hit a batting practice ball out of Dodger Stadium over the State Farm sign in left field. Last night, he struck out. He's hitting 165. He only has two home runs this year, but one that he hit on Mother's Day was one for the ages, 470, and he swings and misses. That was against the Baltimore Orioles to dead center field over there at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.
The count's 1-1 with two outs. Dodgers are on top with one. Royals have zero.
The 22 pitches for Kirsch. 1-0 in favor of the Dodgers. Both teams wear blue and white for their uniforms. This is a pitch from Kershaw. Beautiful curve. He dropped it in there, and the only thing Soler could do was watch it.
That was such a nasty pitch.
Soler was buckled on that one. Locked up. Kershaw just needs a refresh around the signs with Austin Barnes. Lefty looks in. Hosmer leads off from second base after his single to begin the inning. 1-2 pitch to Jorge. And a fastball in there that got it. So Kershaw gets out of the inning. 1-0 Dodgers. The Royals leave Hosmer on second. We'll be back for the bottom of the second.
Inning of work. Austin Barnes is in his way, leading off the inning.
Last game, Austin Barnes was 0 for 1.
So the umpire, Kerwin Danley, is finished. So they will play with three umpires. We're waiting to see who will be behind home plate. Right now there's two umpires on the field.
The third one will be putting on the gear you need behind home plate. Meanwhile, there's a delay here at Dodger Stadium. When ready, Austin Barnes will bat. T.K. Hernandez on deck. And in the hole is Yasiel Puig. If anybody gets on, it'll be Trey Thompson making the start today. Austin Barnes has two home runs. That was against San Diego, his last home run. While we get the situation sorted out here as to who's behind home plate, we'll take a quick break. 1-0 in favor of the Dodgers. Austin Barnes, that is, he'll take a strike. Nothing in one. Austin Barnes is averaging 282. So that pitch skips away from Danny Duffy, and it's one ball and one strike. Count is even at Austin Barnes. T.K. Hernandez on deck. Hernandez getting the start at shortstop in replacement of All-Star Corey Seager in his second year in the big leagues. Barnes takes a slider, and it's 1-2. Barnes having a great year. He's arguably one of the best backup catcher in all of baseball. I think 282 with four long balls. Here's a pitch. Barnes swings and misses. Beautiful pitch, a high fastball. Couldn't resist, and there's one gone. Second strikeout of the game for Danny Duff. Here comes Kike Hernandez. On deck is Puig. Not much of a shift on Hernandez. The center fielder, Kane, does move to his left towards right field. So a double in the alley. There's plenty of room as Hernandez takes a strike. Plenty of room out there in left center field. Kike has 8 home runs this season. Hernandez struggling now, hitting .213. He is hitting well off lefties with a .961 OPS. OPS, ladies and gentlemen, is on-base percentage plus slugging percentage, in case you were not aware. Here's a 1-1 pitch from the SoCal native Duffy. Hernandez takes a huge hack and a miss. He's in all 1-2.
93 miles per hour fastball.
Hernandez, 7 doubles, 1 triple, and 7 home runs against left-handed pitching. Here's the 1-2 from Danny Duffy. A ground ball foul down the third base line. Count remains 1-2. Duffy's ERA is .357, as we talked about in the pregame show.
Number 66, Yachiel Puig is on deck.
Pitched very well against Seattle in his last start. That was his first start since returning from the DL.
There's one out. Counts 1-2.
The pitch is inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes on TK Hernandez.
Score is 1-0. Dodgers are on top from Justin Turner's big home run.
Puig does have a homer in this series. He's on deck against Jason Hamill. The pitch. Hernandez fouls it off, this time behind home plate. It's 2-2. So Duffy struggling, in fact, tripping to put away Hernandez.
Well, last game, Hernandez went from 0-2. And in the series, he's 0-3.
So 2-2 to Hernandez, and he lays off a tough pitch. Looks like a slider. Slider or changeup, and it's 3-2 now. Count is full. With Puig on deck, guys, are you looking to attack Hernandez or take your chances with the guy from Cuba?
I think Puig is more of a power hitter, so they're going to try to have him hit the ball hard and play.
The pitch. And he pops it up. Foul down the right field line. Good bat from Hernandez. Battling the tough pitches from Duffy, who is 12th in the American League in strikeouts last year. That was 2016. 24 pitches for Danny Duffy.
In the bottom of the second with one out.
The pitch. And Hernandez takes a called strike 3. He's not very happy with that call. Nonetheless, 2 outs. That was a fastball on the inside corner that he did not like at all. So here comes Puig with 2 outs.
Trey Thompson is on deck.
This season, Puig has 16 home runs and 43 RBIs.
Having a very productive year is Puig, and he takes a hack and grounds it foul down the left field line. First pitch slider, and Puig was early on it. Duffy might go to that one again, or he might come back with a fastball and freeze Puig. 0-1 here. Duffy goes from the stretch even with nobody on base, and he pounds a slider in there, as we talked about. 0-2. Puig looked early on that, and he was frozen on it.
Duffy really slows down his pitches when he gets in off speed.
0-2 to Puig, the pitch. Swing on a miss on a high fastball. Kegel! Duffy strikes out the side. We'll head to the top of the third inning on the Junior Dodgers podcast. 1-0. So he probably knows all of his stuff, like the back of his hand, and now he'll face him. Here comes the delivery. Retiro watching that one for a strike. That pitch was at 91 miles per hour. It's the top of the third, and Clayton Kershaw is at 25 pitches. Ooh, taking it for outside for ball one. Counts 1-1. No outs. Butera grew up in Evansville, Indiana. Hit to left field. And caught. Taylor was there. Taylor's got great speed in the outfield, and he made that play look easy. It really wasn't. A little flare out there and left at Hernandez. The shortstop didn't have a play on, but Kershaw's retired the first guy in the third inning. Danny Duffy's batting in his career. He's 1-for-14 at the plate. Watch for strike one. It's always fun to watch American League pitchers try to hit. They have no experience, and they look like messes most of the time. That is strike two. Counts 0-2. He's got his stance like Cody Bellinger. Strike three. He goes. Duffy just looked like a child trying to hit off Kershaw. He looks at two fastballs right down the middle. Then he swings at one at his head. Two away. That's five strikeouts for Kershaw. That's a lot of strikeouts because we're only in the top of the third. The only Royal to reach base was Eric Hosmer, the lefty. Here's Whit Merrifield, who had a long fly out to left in his first AB. Right down the middle for strike one. Whit helped win the South Carolina Gamecocks a College World Series in 2010 with a walk-off hit. Next pitch dribbled off to the Dodgers dugout. That almost hit Rick Honeycutt, the Dodgers pitching coach over there. And let's talk about Rick for a second. Honey's been one of the best pitching coaches in the league. Ever since he took over, the Dodgers have the best ERA in the majors. And the count's 1-2 with two outs. Clayton Kershaw looking to put him away. The pitch. Strike three! Thompson hitting 107 this year with one home run.
On deck is Clayton Kershaw.
And that home run came against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, California. Now, strike one. Here comes the pitch. And
Thompson, 1-1.
Played for the White Sox. For being traded over here to the boys in blue. That is the Dodgers. He's seen the Royals before in his time with the White Sox, and he's hitting 380 against Kansas City. The pitch, now the count's 2-1. A snow out. Thompson
this
was just...
This season, he has one home run, one RBI, and three hits.
Thompson was just recalled from AAA, and Grant Dayton was sent down to Oklahoma City. The pitch. And it was high for ball three. The count's 3-1.
A good take by Trey. The pitcher was trying to climb the ladder, but Trace was smart enough to lay off that high.
Hit on count right here. The pitcher on deck. Strike two. Now the count's full, 3-2. With no outs, and Clayton Kershaw's on deck. Trey Thompson wearing sleeves in 95-degree weather. I don't really understand that, but whatever floats your boat. The pitch. And shot to the left. And off the wall. He can't get there. He's going to second. Thank you.
Kershaw. Wouldn't be surprised if he lays down a sacrifice bunt right here to score Trace Thompson.
The infield is in, ladies and gentlemen. Looking to hit. It's a high fly ball to the left side, Powell. Now the count's 0-1. All Kershaw has to do is hit a hard ground ball, and it's most likely to find a hole. Kershaw does have two RBIs this year, and he's one of the better hitting pitchers in the league. Kershaw's trying to get a little blooper over the second baseman's head.
High off speed, as he did not finish his pitch. The count is 1-1. Kershaw's trying to do whatever he can to get a single.
Kershaw's choking up on the bat.
Catcher setting up outside.
The pitch. And it's inside for ball two. Counts 2-2. 2-1. On deck is Logan Forsythe, who struck out in his first at bat against the southpaw for Kansas City.
Kershaw is actually hitting better than Trace Thompson. Let's see what he can do.
Oh, and a ball to the left. And he's going to try to test his arm, and nothing. So Kershaw doesn't get the job done. He flies out to Soler, but the run does not score. Still an opportunity to drive in the run here with Logan Forsythe up. So Soler showed why he's in the big leagues. He's got that absolute cannon of an arm there.
Kershaw did his job, but is not too upset because he still has a whole game to pitch.
When you look up the word ripped in the dictionary, you get a picture of Jorge Soler. He is jacked. Now up is Logan Forsythe, trying to get a hit here. Infield remains in for the leadoff hitter, who's demolishing lefties this year. Now it's ball one. The catcher dropped it. Butera caught it, then dropped it, but Thompson couldn't go anywhere. There's one out. Score is 1-0, Dodgers.
Chris Taylor on deck, number 3.
Forsythe is shifted in the outfield. Counts 1-1. The one out. The left fielder, Soler, is way to his left towards center field. Base hit down the line could go for extra bases, maybe even a triple. The pitch. And fouled out to the back, hits the net, and the count's 1-2 with one out. The Dodgers have two pitchers in the top three for wins in the National League. That is Kershaw with 13 and Alex Wood with 10. Their combined record, 23-2. The pitch. Ooh. 2-2.
Debatable call inside, but just missed the corner.
The count's 2-2. Good call by the umpire, according to PitchCast. It was just off the plate.
Logan Forsythe 43 in July
hits this
is
year.
Hitting 381.
The pitch fouled off to the back, and he's battling right now with 2-2 count. So Forsythe hitting .247, but his on-base percentage is .370. What that tells me is he sees a lot of good pitches, draws a lot of walks, and is helpful to the team. The pitch
is too high.
Full count now with one out. Now Logan's trying to battle. In his last 13 games, hitting .390 with a home run, 4 doubles, 4 RBIs, and 14 batted in. The pitch. And right up the middle, which was for Trace Thompson, and he has himself a single. So Forsythe continues to rip left-handers, 2-0, Dodgers. He got an off-speed pitch and belted it right back up the middle for a base knock. Even with the infield back, they still would not have fielded that ball. That was a shot. Now Chris
Lance Taylor's up, looking to advance Logan and not to get him stranded on the base path.
This Taylor lined out his first at-bat. Let's see if he can advance Forsythe with the red-hot Turner on deck.
Throwback. Can't get him.
Pick off the first, but not in time.
Lefties have an advantage on the first base runners because they can see if they're stealing or not. One out here, 2-0 Dodgers. The pitch, and low for ball one. Duffy's pitching well. The Dodgers offense is just doing a great job of hitting everything he has to offer. Duffy's at 46 pitches. The pitch, and inside, but that's a strike for... So the count's 1-1 with one out. Low Kane, that is Lorenzo Kane, the center fielder for the Kansas City Royals, is way to his left towards right field against Taylor. That is a shift that the Royals have incorporated. Throwback, can't get him. Hosmer, the first baseman holding the runner on, that is Forsythe. Justin Turner, who hit a home run. And his first at-bat is on deck. Taylor this year, 288 with 10 long balls, 38 batted in. His on-base percentage is a tick under 370. The pitch, and right down the middle for a strike two. Counts 1-2. The fans don't like that call. The Royals this year have a lot of free agents. Ooh, big swing and a miss for strike three. Here comes Justin Turner after Duffy strikes out his fifth. Turner looking to do something here. There's a man on first with Justin Turner up. No shift at all. Playing straight away. Turner hits it all over the park. Strike one. Inside. On deck is the kid, Cody Bellinger. That was grounded out. 50 pitch.
The second pitch of that at bat.
Duffy. A long fly ball to center. That ball is gone! Justin Turner is taking home run this game. Justin Turner is unreal. There's nothing. And that ball is 405 feet. There's a reason he made the home run. Dodgers lead 3-0. That was a great pitch by Duffy. Started with Thompson's triple, Forsythe's RBI, single, and Turner's long ball. That's strike one. Duffy threw off his arms after that home run. He's used to playing in a much larger park. That is Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. High ball. Counts 1-1, but two outs. Score is 4-0. gets it to second, and he's out. He almost made it. The Dodgers might want to review that play. Dave Roberts is out. Bellinger really hustled down the line on that rollover ground ball, and he almost beat it. Did the kid.
What does Roberts want to do here?
Merrifield took his time. They're not going to review it, so we're going to take a quick break. Scores 4-0 Dodgers. We'll be right back. Ramon Torres, the batter, with Lorenzo Cain on deck.
The first pitch, low, fastball. The count is 1-0.
Kershaw so far, 3 innings, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, no hit batters, and 1 man left.
The second pitch is low and inside, 2-0, with no out.
Torres made his MLB debut on June 7th, recording 2 hits in his first game.
The third pitch. High strike. The count is 2-1.
The Royals have a 7-3 record in the games that Torres has played this year.
Another high fastball. The count is 2-2.
This year against lefties, Torres only has 8 at-bats, but he does have 2 hits against left-handers. Strike 3. He gone.
Trevor out now.
Excuse me, Kershaw just overpowered him there. It's a beautiful pitch. And all of a sudden, Kershaw has 7 strikeouts, with 5 of them being forward Ks.
That's a lot for just the fourth inning.
He's only retired 12 batters, and 7 of them have been via the strikeout.
Lorenzo Cain fouled off the pitch to the right side. For the first pitch, the count is 0-1.
Enriquez to the game. In the game, Royals swing at a lot of pitches, and they're really aggressive on offense.
Have not changed that much. The second pitch, high, slow, breaking ball.
The Royals
is 1-1.
Swing at about half of the pitches they see. Before this game, it was 51.3. Last month, Cain hit 8 home runs for the Royals, Last year, Kane hit 9 home runs all season.
Line drive to left field out of Turner's range for the second hit for the Royals. As now Eric Hosmer steps into the batter's box, who had the first hit with a line drive up the middle.
So a shot by Low Kane. And here comes Hosmer, who already has a base hit. Hosmer is the only lefty in the lineup for the Royals from Kansas City. He's hitting .315 this year after a slow start where he was hitting .150. He's been hitting .350 since. It's two hits for Kansas City, no runs.
Pitch, low and outside. Ball taken. One and oh. Just one out.
The Dodgers would love a double play here. No shift on Hosmer. Hosmer does hit a lot of balls to the opposite field, which is left field for him.
Another low pitch. 2-0.
This is a type of count where Hosmer is looking to drive something. Hosmer has Kane on first, looking to advance him. Kershaw has lowered his ERA to 2.13 thus far, with a walk plus hits and innings pitched at 0.88.
A deep ball to left center field. Chase going back. And the ball is out. A two hit now for Eric Hosmer as a two-run home run as the Royals are back in it.
So a nice piece of hitting by Hosmer. He dies an oppo taco. As we talked about, he loves hitting the other way, and he just hit a home run to left field.
Score
2-4 now. Thompson almost caught that one running from center field, but it was not enough. It went just over his glove. Kershaw's ERA now up to 2.27.
Dribbler to Turner at third. Quick release. Got him out first for the second out of the inning.
So nice play by Turner coming in, charging that ball, and making the play. And Kershaw recovers quickly from the home run by getting a bouncer to Bonifacio. The two away. Escobar is the only person to lead off a World Series with an inside park home run. So two outs here for the right-hander. So 0-1 here on Alcides Escobar, a shortstop for Kansas City.
Dribbler to Kershaw, throws to first for the third out of the inning.
So Kershaw gives up a long one but recovers.
Let's take a break. The score is 2-4 Dodgers. Heading into the bottom of the fourth. bottom of the fourth inning. The score is 4-2 Dodgers. Danny Duffy is still on the mound.
T.K. Hernandez pitch on deck.
First pitch is low, 1-0.
Barnes struck out in his first at bat, hitting 279 on the
Danny
team.
Duffy has pitched 55 pitches, 37 strikes, and 18 balls. Second pitch, fouled back to the right side. The count is now 1-1.
Barnes has 4 homers this season, 18 RBIs.
High fastball taken. The count is now 1-2.
That pitch was at 90 miles per hour. T.K. Hernandez.
Now
on
deck. Third pitch. Line drive to Escobar, but then the third baseman reaches out and catches it.
That is
Ramon Torres to retire the first out.
Now Kike's up.
Number 14. Kike has 25 RBIs, 8 home runs, and is batting 213. Trying to get something started to get some insurance for Clayton Kershaw.
Hernandez wearing shades today.
A dribbler under Escobar's glove as he was running deep. Went right under the backhand. And now the Dodgers have their first man on.
With nice
one out.
By Hernandez. Queen at a 5-6 hole. Escobar tried to stop that ball, but even if he got to it, he would not have been able to throw out the speedy Hernandez. Right under. So here's Queen. Hitting 253 this season. He does have 16 long balls.
On deck is Trace Thompson, who had a triple last at bat. Pitch swung on a slow off-speed on the outside corner. The count is 0-1 with one out and Kike Hernandez on first.
Puig loves hitting at home. 11 of his 16 home runs this year at Chavez Ravine, Dodger Stadium.
Pick off to first. Kike is easily back, standing up. The count is still 0-1.
Puig looking to advance Kike for Trace Thompson to hit Kike in. Thompson had a triple in his last at-bat off the left field wall.
A very high pop-up. Puig is very frustrated.
It's in the sun.
Right in the sun. Easy play
for Whit Merrifield
at second base.
Now looks Trace Thompson. On deck is Clayton Kershaw. Thompson looking to drive something. Duffy wants to get Thompson out so he can have Kershaw to lead off the next inning.
A very, very high pop-up into the sand to the right side. The count is 0-1 with now two outs.
Last year, Thompson was spectacular before his injury, and then he was out for the remainder of the season. Hit a lot of home runs last season.
He hasn't played very many games, so he's only batting 138
with one home run.
Second pitch, taken low. The count is 1-1 with two outs. Thank you.
shortstop making the play. So Soler is retired.
Pitch count super low for Kershaw. He's about to throw his 50th pitch.
Kershaw only had 50 pitches. He could be in the game for a long while. Not good news for Kansas City. They have one player who's been ripping Kershaw. That is Eric Hosmer, who has a home run and a line drive single. As Kershaw faces Butera, and Butera takes a strike. Other than Hosmer, nobody's really produced anything off Kershaw. Lorenzo Cain has a single in the left field, and that's all. So here's the pitch. And changeup misses way low. That goes over the fence behind home plate, and a lucky fan gets that ball. So 1-1 here to Kershaw's former catcher. And he lifts a foul ball near us. He's in a hole, 1-2. Butera on the year, got 7 RBIs with a .229 batting average and a .250 on-base percentage. The pitch. And he rips the line drive, speared by Turner at third base.
For the second out of the inning.
Nice really play by Turner. Read that ball perfectly. He didn't really have to move. And he just got it before it hit the dirt. So here's Danny Duffy, the pitcher who has 15 career at-bats. And he's got one hit. That's an .067 average. And Kershaw has not thrown him one breaking ball. It's all fastballs to Duffy. The outfield is way in on the left-handed pitcher. And he swings and misses, and he's in 0-2. Kershaw has no respect for Duffy. All he throws him is fastballs. The 0-2 pitch to Duffy. And he grounds a base hit up the middle. Danny Duffy with a base hit. Remarkable.
It's crazy. Anyway, one of their best players can't hit a hit, but their pitcher did.
Danny Duffy with a base hit to center field. Second hit of his career. Unbelievable. And with two outs, here's Whit Merrifield, the top of the order. So a mistake by Kershaw. He had thrown him 5 consecutive fastballs, including the previous at bat. And on the 6th one, Duffy said enough of this and ripped a base hit in the center field.
Duffy doesn't hit that much.
So here's Merrifield, and he whacks a ground ball foul
into the Dodgers dugout.
So the Royals have 4 hits tonight, 2 by Hosmer, 1 by Cain, and 1 by Danny Duffy. Yes, that is not a typo. So here's Whit from South Carolina, the college that is. He swings and misses at a beautiful off-speed pitch. And Witt is in a hole at 0-2. That ball just had tremendous dip to it.
Clayton Kershaw has thrown 43 strikes this game and only 15 balls. And his ERA is 2.25.
Pick off to first.
He's really worried about Duffy stealing, I assume.
Like that's ever going to happen.
So Witt has 7 homers on the year, hitting .283 on base, .322. And he swings and misses. Kershaw blew it by him. We'll head to the bottom of the 6th inning. The Dodgers in front of first.
Thank you.
can't hear you. Oh, no. Five hits for the Dodgers, four runs, no errors. The Royals with four hits, two runs, and zero errors. So here's Clayton Kershaw to face Duffy. Duffy singled in his last at-bat against Kershaw. Kershaw flew out to left last time. He was up. So Kershaw with the open stance and the leg kick takes a strike. It's 0-1. Duffy has 68 pitches, so he'll be in the game for some time. The pitch to Kershaw, and he swings and misses a big cut. He's in a hole, 0-2. After Kershaw, it's the meat of the lineup. Top of the order on deck, that is Logan Forsythe, is 1-for-2, and Duffy misses badly. That's way outside. In the right-handed batter's box for the lefty Kershaw. 1-2. Kershaw is a career 206 hitter against the American League. Here's the pitch to Clayton, and he hits a ground ball fielded by Bonifacio at third, and Kershaw is retired. So Duffy makes easy work of Kershaw. With one out, here comes Logan Forsythe with Chris Taylor on deck and Justin Turner in the hole. Forsythe hit a shot in the center field in his first at-bat for a base hit. He's really picked it up. Got 16 runs batted in on the season. 44 hits. In his career versus Duffy, he's 3-for-7. That's good for a 429 batting average. The pitch to Logan. And he skies it fouled on the right field line. Logan played for Tampa Bay. He was involved in the trade that brought himself to Los Angeles and sent a man by the name of Jose De Leon, the pitcher for the Rays, over there to Tampa Bay. He also played for the Padres. 0-1. And that's upstairs but a strike call. Logan doesn't appreciate that one very much, but he's in a hole 0-2 against the Southpaw.
There's one out. On deck is Chris Taylor.
Forsythe takes a called strike three right down Broadway. So two outs. Seven strikeouts for Duffy. Here comes Taylor. Two outs.
Now up Chris Taylor.
So Taylor,
in the first, Taylor had a fly out to left. And in the third, he got a strikeout swinging.
He swung at a bad change up in the dirt, trying to look to start something with two outs. Here's the pitch, and check swing, did he go? Yes, he did.
On deck is Justin Turner.
This season, Turner is exploding against left-handed pitching, hitting .371.
Has two home runs this game.
And an on-base percentage of .451. 0-1 pitch. And he hits a ground ball to third, fielded by Bonifacio. The throw across the diamond is in time to get him. So the Dodgers go down in order. 1, 2, 3. We'll head to the top of the sixth inning on the Junior Dodgers broadcast. 4-2 in favor of Kansas, in favor of the Dodgers. back at Dodger Stadium. The score is 2-4 Dodgers. The Royals are up to bat. Kershaw's still in this game. He has 7 strikeouts. As number 46 digs in to get a hit right here.
Raymond Torres, who is a third baseman. He has 2 RBIs, 0 home runs, and is hitting 300.
He's had 2 forward Ks tonight. The bunt, but...
Showing bunt, but puts it back as he takes a strike.
I don't blame him for bunting. He looks like he has no chance against Kershaw. Low Kane on deck. That is Lorenzo Kane. The pitch and strike 2.
Looping curveball.
Counts 0-2. Right now, a 0 out. Kershaw on his delivery, the pitch, and strikes out swinging. Kershaw is 9th strikeout this game, and we're only in the top of the 6th. Now Lorenzo Cain is up.
That's a hat trick for Kershaw against Torres. He just looks overmatched.
Torres, in the entire season, had 6 strikeouts. Just in this game, 3. Kershaw is absolutely dominating. But he gave up a 2-run home run. And a ball.
Wow, to right side.
Kane has had some good at-bats against Kershaw.
He is 167. Batting 167 against Kershaw with 6 at bats, 1 home run, and 1 run.
And a soft drooper hit him on the foot.
He's down on the ground and in pain.
It hit him really hard on the foot. Here comes the Royals trainer and the manager, Ned Yost. Kane looks to be in horrible pain. He's on his hands and knees. Looks like he's in severe pain. Manager Ned Yost is out there checking in on him. Kane has been essential to the Royals' success over the last few years. Looks like the ball hit him on the knee or the leg and then he fell on that part. This season he's hitting .276 with 11 long balls. And an on-base percentage near .350. He plays a lockdown defense in center. I'd be shocked and appalled to see him stay in the game. He's on his feet. He gets a standing O from the Dodgers crowd.
Looks like he'll be returning to this at-bat with an 0-2 count.
So if Kay's injured, he's one of their best players. And then Royals are not going to be doing too good if they do make it to the playoffs. The Royals do have depth on the bench. They have Brandon Moss and Alex Gordon, who can both replace Lorenzo Cain. Cain will stay in, and he's in a hole 0-2 with one out here. And the dangerous, and I mean dangerous, Eric Hosmer on deck. The pitch.
0-2 count. Way outside. Count is now 1-2.
Maybe the stoppage in play upset Kershaw's rhythm because that pitch was way outside. And another ball. 2-2 is the count. Look for Kershaw to throw something off speed here to get Kane off balance. As he's thrown 2 consecutive fastballs that have missed the plate. And strike 3.
High and outside
Kershaw
fastball.
Pins strikeout this game. Now there's 2 outs. Now number 35 is up.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see if Kane returns out on the field.
He's limping back to the dugout.
Now up is the hot Eric Hosmer.
And strike. Oh, ball.
High curveball.
If I were Kershaw, I'd stay away from Hosmer, maybe even walk him, because nobody else in the order can seem to hit him except Hosmer can just destroy him. And, oh.
Another hit down the line. Hosmer's running to two.
Going back.
And held back and goes to one. Goes back to first.
So Hosmer with another base hit, a shot to left field. All he does is hit. He had a base hit to center field on a line, a base hit to left field on a line, and a home run to center field. He is just an amazing player. He looked like he was going to go to second, but then he pulled up.
Chris Taylor with a rocket throw is all the way to second base to Logan Forsythe. And then throws it to first to Bellinger, but Eric Hosmer returned to first in
Hosmer's
time.
Hosmer's on first. Now up is Bonas.
Now up is Jorge Bonifacio.
Bonifacio.
Another ball low.
His first at bat, he grounded back to Kershaw, who threw to first to retire him. And his second at bat, he rolled over to Turner. He's over two. This season, however, he's pretty productive. 248 with 11 home runs, 27 batted in. He's a switch hitter. So today, with Kershaw the lefty, he's batting on the right side.
In July, he's batting 217.
Bonifacio ranks fifth among AL rookies in home runs. Big swing and a miss. Counts 1-1 with two outs. Dodgers are up 4-2.
In 2017, versus left-handed pitchers, Bonifacio is hitting 210 with 13 hits and 20 strikeouts.
Comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss for strike two. Counts 1-2. Kershaw looking to complete his sixth inning of work. He's got two outs here and a 1-2 count on a switch hitter. Bonifacio.
The pitch.
And
low, blocked well by Barnes to keep Hosmer at first. On deck is number two, Alcides Escobar.
Deuces are wild here. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runs for the Royals. Number two is on deck. And the Royals scored two innings ago.
On the homer by Eric Hosmer.
And the big swing and the miss.
On a looping outside curveball in the dirt.
Great pitch by Clayton. The score is 2-4, and let's take a break. And Dodgers are winning.
Dodgers. And Justin Turner's up. He's had two home runs this game. Turner's hit two long balls to dead center field against Danny Duffy, the SoCal native. He'll be looking to go deep again. The pitch to Turner and outside for ball one. Turner's got a really big, strong kick in his swing. That's how he hits all these home runs.
But he also does a good job of keeping his hands back and recognizing the off-speed pitches.
And ball two.
Duffy is trying to give JT something that he can't hit very far, trying to get him to roll over.
And strike one right down the middle. Counts 2-1.
Justin Turner's being very patient.
Justin Turner with a phenomenal season. The big swing and a miss for 2-2.
First left-handers this year, he's hitting .432 with 35 hits, 8 home runs, 7 doubles, 21 batted in. He's just pulverizing left-handed pitchers.
Turner and Moustakas both made the All-Star team. Big swing and a miss.
So nice pitching by Duffy to retire Turner. And here comes the kid, Bellinger.
Here comes Cody Bellinger up.
Bellinger last night with an Oppo Taco home run off Royals reliever Joaquin Soria.
Bellinger is an All-Star this year, and it is his first All-Star appearance.
So he takes a strike one. Last game, he walked with the bases loaded. He was selected to win the All-Star game this year.
He is also in the home run derby.
Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss for 2-2. Both of Cody Bellinger's hits this game have been a ground out to second. He's looking to battle right now. It's the pitcher's
shortstop
with zero, is 0-2. And right to the shortstop.
So he hits a line drive shot that Escobar catches, and he's retired.
Escobar pulled a shift up the middle that paid off as Bellinger hit a line drive right to him.
Now Barnes up.
Austin Barnes with a nice walk-off song by Post Malone. Congratulations.
That would be ball one. Counts 1-0 with two outs. Dodgers are up 4-2. And strike one.
Austin would like to have that pitch back. It was a 92-mile-per-hour fastball right down Broadway, and he just looked at it.
Counts 1-1, two outs. Duffy in his windup. The pitch, big
swing
and a miss. Counts 1-2 now.
Duffy has improved as the game has progressed, and he just really looks like he has Austin Barnes.
It's the bottom of the sixth
locked
right now.
Down. 1-2 on the kid, Barnes.
The pitch.
High fly ball to left field. That ball
and
is
that
gone.
Austin Barnes.
Austin Barnes with his. After looking like a complete
season,
completely out of it on his first two at bat, take the fastball out.
Now
that ball is
2-5.
Duffy really missed his spot to two strikes, trying to give Barnes nothing he could hit.
Duffy
but gave it right,
three home runs
right down the middle.
The sequence on that count, he threw a fastball to him, which Barnes took. Then he threw him a changeup, which Barnes missed, and then another fastball, and Barnes was ready for it.
Now, well, here comes Herney.
Kike Hernandez takes the first strike.
So the Dodgers scored 5 runs, and all fans in attendance tonight get 50% off of tomorrow at Papa John's. So fans, make sure to get your Papa John's pizza.
Takes it inside. The count is 1-1. Gossiel Pleig, number 66, is on deck. And after that is Trace Thompson.
Duffy was getting at a good point, and then he just gave up that home run. The pitch, and followed back. Counts 1-2 with 2 outs. Duffy had 91 pitches now. 66 of them were strikes, and 25 of them were balls. The Dodgers have 6 hits today. 2 of those go to Turner. 1 of them to Forsythe. 1 of them to Barnes. Trace Thompson also has one.
The pitch and a little dribbler to the right. And it hit Hernandez. But he's okay.
Danny Duffy has thrown 92 pitches, but there is no activity in the Royals' bullpen.
Hernandez really struggling, down to 216 this year. He does have a hit today. And a dribbler off to the left side. It'll be interesting to see if the Royals pinch hit for Danny Duffy. The pitcher spot might come up next inning. Threw up 4th, so if anybody were to reach. We'll see.
Duffy
with his delivery. And Hernandez straight to the right fielder. For the third out. But the Dodgers do get a run. The Dodgers get a run. And we'll be right back with you.
And we'll be right back for the 7th inning. Welcome back to the 7th inning. The score is 5-2 Dodgers as Austin Barnes added in the bottom of the 6th with a solo home run to left field.
Now up is Alex Escobar.
Ball 1.
Escobar has 2 home runs this season, 27 RBIs, and 76 hits. He's averaging
a swing.
Not a good year for Esky.
1-1.
Sitting 227. And a 243 on base percentage.
The third. A dribbler to Kike at short. Throws to first. Bellinger caught it to his right. And that is the first out of the inning.
Nice stretch by Bellinger and a nice play by Hernandez, but not a good throw. However, they are able to get the out. And here's the man, a man who's been struggling mightily at the plate. That is Jorge Soler from Cuba. Soler won a World Series ring with the Cubs last year. His average is at a 161 currently.
The first pitch was a ball. Sorry, a strike. 0-1.
Another strike to Soler. He just looks out of it. Kershaw just pounding the zone against him.
Kershaw is 0-2 with one out.
Kershaw has 79 pitches this game. 58 of them were strikes.
It's Tribor to Turner. Routine play to first. Throws a low. Bellinger gets it for the second out of the inning. Warming up in the Royals bullpen is McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy, as we suspected, because of such a high pitch count. And Brandon Moss is on deck circle.
Brandon Moss had a great career. Played for many teams.
Here comes Kershaw's 81st pitch.
Butera last at bat hit a shot line drive to Turner, who caught it. Butera really knows all of Kershaw's stuff very well, as he caught him for many years here in Los Angeles. Look for Butera to get some good hacks off Slayton.
Line drive to center. Trace going back to his right and makes the routine catch. That is 1-2-3 innings from Clayton Kershaw. Not too many pitches. We'll take a break as we're coming with the Dodgers up now in the bottom of the seventh. The score is 5-2 Dodgers. Bottom of the seventh, the Dodgers are leading 5-2 with Yasiel Puig, number 66, up at bat.
Today Puig has a strikeout swinging and a pop out of second.
The count is 1-0.
Puig, a very aggressive hitter. Look for him to hack.
Pop up back, out of play. The count is now 1-1. Brandon Moss did not make an appearance hitting, so Danny Duffy will get one more inning if it all goes smooth.
Trace Thompson on deck, who has a triple against Duffy, but he's also been struck out.
A liner to left. Going back. caught running into the wall. Jorge Soler with an amazing running catch, as Puig is not happy about that one.
What a play by Soler. Cuban hits it to fellow Cuban. That ball was belted in the air, and Soler made a sprinting catch and almost collided with the foul pole after that catch.
Would have been a ground rule double or off the wall. Up now is number 21, Trace Thompson.
Thompson had a triple and his first at bat.
The first pitch is taken for a strike, slow off speed.
As we talked about earlier, Trace lives with his brother, Clay, in their home in the Bay Area during the off season for Trace, but during the baseball season, he is in Los Angeles.
Dribbler to on the run, play for Escobar, and gets Clay at for Trace at first.
So a nice play by Escobar, ranging to his left, fires a bullet throw, a sidearm throw for that matter, and he gets Thompson. And here's the pitcher, Clayton. Escobar has Gold Glove pedigree. He won it in 2015. He's a phenomenal fielder for Kansas City. Shades of Jeter on that play in the hole.
Up now is pitcher Clayton Kershaw with two outs. Takes a fastball outside for a strike.
Duffy has thrown 100 pitches today.
This means that Clayton Kershaw will be coming out for the top of the eighth.
Foul back, 0-2 with two outs here. So Duffy, other than that Barnes homer, hasn't not given up a run since the fourth inning. He gave up that one to Barnes in the sixth. He settled into a nice groove here.
0-2, two outs.
Looks at his strike three on the outside corner.
Duffy gets better as the game goes on.
And that will end the seventh. No runs added on, so the score is still 5-2 as we head into the top of the eighth.
Not Duffy's best day, but he still gets a lot of innings in.
kept his team in the game after that slow start for him. And Brandon Moss comes to the plate. He's a career 238 hitter, but this year way under that, hitting 194.
Moss has the sixth longest home run in the baseball season with 474.
And Moss skies a foul ball down the left field line. Justin Turner's under it. He will make the play. So there's one away. Ranging to the left of the third base is coach's box. And Moss is retired. Moss, one pitch, one out. He gone. And here comes Whit Merrifield, who's seen Kershaw fairly well, even though he's got nothing to show for it, no hits. So, folks, just an out-of-town scoreboard. The Colorado Rockies are beating the Chicago White Sox 10-0, and there's a no-hitter going on over there. They're in the eighth inning. Whit Merrifield turns and takes a ball. Also, Atlanta lost to Washington by a score of 10-5. The pitch from Kershaw. And that's rolled foul by Merrifield. Staying in the Dodgers division, the Cincinnati Reds are leading the Arizona Diamondbacks in the seventh inning 2-1. So Merrifield is batting. He's at 282 this year. With Torres on deck. Merrifield shows the bunt. Pulls it back. One ball and two strikes, he's in a hole. No shift on Merrifield. Just straight up. Turner is a little bit in. Now he moves back because there's no chance of a bunt.
No out. Or one out.
That's low. 2-2 on Witt, who wears number 15, bats from the right side. Dodgers ahead of the Royals with a score of 5-2.
On deck is Raymond Torres.
Swing and a miss. He gone. There's two away. Kershaw's having himself a day. Thus far, 7 2/3 innings, two runs. Here's Torres coming to bat. That is 12 strikeouts for Kershaw. Torres has already struck out three times. He's going for the golden sombrero. And this time, he makes contact. Wow, he hits a ground ball back to Kershaw. And that's that. So an easy inning for Kershaw. 1-2-3. Keegall will head to the bottom of the eighth inning. 5-2 in favor of the Dodgers.
Thank you.
Duffy on the hill for Kansas City. Danny Duffy's day is done. And it's the top of the order for the boys in blue. That is the Los Angeles Dodgers. Logan Forsyth coming to bat, followed by a man by the name of Chris Taylor and Justin Turner. If anybody reaches, the kid Cody Bellinger will have an opportunity. Albuquerque struggled this season. 6.75 ERA in only four innings. He's walked three. His record's 0-1. His walks plus hits and innings pitched is 1.25, and he throws Logan Forsyth a fastball for a strike. Forsyth, a very patient hitter, taking first pitch.
Looks like the Dodgers are going to go.
And another strike for Albuquerque. He likes to work really fast.
Looks like the Dodgers are going to continue with Clayton Kershaw in the ninth because Kenley Jansen is not warming up.
The pitch to Logan, and he takes the ball. The Dodgers are
looking
to sweep the Kansas City Royals. They've won the first two games. They've already won the series. Today, the last game before the All-Star break, they're looking to sweep Kansas City. Forsyth with a tapper to first base. Hosmer's there. Albuquerque covers first. One gone. After last night's win, the Dodgers lead the all-time series with the Royals 6-5. So it's a rarity when these teams play each other. So here's Chris Taylor with one out. Taylor's not had his best day at the plate. He's grounded out to third, struck out swinging, and flied out to left, 0-3.
Warming up in the Royals' bullpen is Wood.
Travis Wood, a left-handed pitcher. No activity in the Dodgers' bullpen, as they will most likely go to Kershaw. An outside pitch. The count is 1-0 with one out.
So, the right-hander looks in, fires, and Taylor takes strike two. He's in a 1-1 count. Albuquerque just evened the count. Turner on deck, who already has two long balls in today's game.
Which scores 2-5 Dodgers.
The pitch, and that is just outside. 2-1, a good count for Turner. That pitch was at 95 miles per hour. Albuquerque's getting it up there in terms of speed. Turner strokes a line drive into right field, but Bonifacio's there, so Taylor hits a bullet, but he's got nothing to show for it. And there's two away for the man who just keeps raking. That is Justin Turner.
On deck is Cody Bellinger. Justin Turner hit two home runs this game, and he had a strikeout swinging his last time up.
291, career hitter, and he takes a strike. 97. Turner was drafted by the Cincinnati Reds. He's played with the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Mets. Both teams would not let him do his leg kick as he hits a fly ball into right field, and Bonifacio is there. So we'll head to the top of the ninth inning, the last opportunity for the Royals.
Kershaw will be pitching.
Looking for a complete game. Dodgers up by 5-2 here at 3:18 on Chavez Ravine.
And we are back at Dodger Stadium for the top of the ninth inning. The score is 2-5 Dodgers. And Clayton Kershaw is staying in the game, looking to get the sweep today.
Middle of the Royals lineup coming up. Here's Lorenzo Cain, who has a hit off Kershaw. Eric Hosmer on deck, who has three hits off Kershaw, including a long ball to dead center field. That was the only runs produced in the game by Kansas City.
A ball hits the center field, and Trace Thompson is there to get the ball. Now we need two more outs to go for the win. Eric Hosmer is up. He's probably the biggest threat to Kershaw right now.
Dodgers are opening up the closet, getting ready to pull the brooms out, but in their way is Eric Hosmer.
And a hit to the shortstop, and he's out. 1-2. Two outs now.
So the Kansas City Royals are down to their last out. So Clayton Kershaw, Maddox alert everybody, he could go. He could have a complete game with less than 100 pitches. That's very possible. So Kershaw, 2.18 ERA on the season. 92 pitches as of right now. And strike one. Two strikes away with Escobar on deck.
The first two outs, the Royals swung at the first pitch and had to pay.
And a ball hit. Oh, off the top of the mound. Third base. And he's going for two. And he is safe at two.
So a double by Bonifacio. And a lucky break. Turner was going to get that ball, but it hits the bag. And here comes Alcides Escobar. So the tying run is on deck now. The Royals are not finished, ladies and gentlemen.
Kenley Jansen is warming up in the Dodgers bullpen.
So here comes Escobar, who's struggled today. Salvador Perez is on deck. Last night, he had the go-ahead long ball, but Kershaw looking to finish Escobar.
The pitch, and I would take for ball one. That was Kershaw's 95th pitch. He wants to get out there. He wants to get out of this with at least under 100 pitches. A swing and fouled off. Now the count's 1-1. Two outs. Kershaw is two pitches away.
With a runner in scoring position.
No shift on Escobar. Forsythe, the second baseman, is just a little bit to his right towards second base. 1-1. The pitch. And ball two. The count's 2-1.
Taken inside as it looked like.
Maddox looks like it's slipping away. 97 pitches for Clayton Kershaw. He doesn't care about that. All he wants to do is get out of here with a victory.
A 2-2 count with two outs. It's a 3-1 count.
Escobar with the high walk rate, most likely swinging.
And a foul off. Now it's 3-2 is the count. And this is Kershaw's 100th pitch coming up. Here comes Kershaw's 100th pitch.
The Dodgers clinch the best record of all time in the first half. Unbelievable. In this year.
And that wraps it up for the Junior Dodger broadcast. We would give a big thanks to all the Dodgers organization for this broadcast to be possible. We hope you join us for our next broadcast on July 23rd. When Freddie Freeman and the Atlanta Braves come to the town to take on the Boys in Blue. If your child is interested in being the Junior Dodgers broadcaster like us, visit our site, dodgers.com/Junior Dodgers, to apply for Aaron Goldstein and Truman Koch. I'm Ty Miller saying goodbye from Dodger Stadium. Our final score, your place, the Los Angeles Dodgers 5, the Royals 2. So long, everybody.